When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, this evening, we shall begin with Romans 14 from the 10th verse. But why dost thou judge your brother? Or why dost thou set it not your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more. But judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. So, we are told that we should give an account of himself to God. You know, dear friends, as in many quarters, we have to render an account to the income tax as well as charity commissioner or whatever, we like our accounts to be clear, straight, and everything balanced. Well, you know, in my experience, I notice that many people simply don't like to render an account. They simply don't like it. I don't understand that. What? Are you squandering some money that you're afraid to render an account? Or are you drinking it away in some secret place? Why should anybody be afraid of rendering an account? I don't see any reason whatever. But some people get cross. Why do you ask me for an account? All right, you may be the most honest person in the world, but the income tax is not going to believe you. They are going to ask you, what did you do with this money? Here we are told that we are going to render an account to God. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, Matthew 12 and verse 36, every idle word that you speak, my, what a lot of damage is done by these words. That's why you notice my reference to a garbage truck and how many people tend to be just garbage trucks. Matthew 12:36 reads, But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. So, how important are our words? Some people have no control over their words. They fly off the handle and abuse in the home. Abuse a wife or abuse a mother, or, you know, it can be the reverse as well, because in these tough times, there are many families that are breaking apart, that are just breaking up. And, you know, girls have become big spenders today. Designer clothes and this, that, and the other. They are so demanding, I need my own money, my own money. You know, my dear friends, what little money I ever had, I would come and leave it on the mantle, Lord. And my wife would use it. Of course, I didn't marry a robber. So I never said, give me an account of what you have used. You went shopping. You know, the credit card debt, I suppose some people are never going to pay it up. People try to get a lot of credit cards, and then they juggle and with those cards. And when one card company refuses to pay anymore, then of course they go to another card company. What sick minds! And they'll live completely upon borrowed money, everything. And now when the whole system is caving in, oh, there is going to be a lot of confusion, you see, and family breakup over money. And most of it is over money. And some of these women of today, after living a kind of high lifestyle, they tell their husbands, you can't support my lifestyle. So one morning, the girl presents the divorce papers to the husband. And so on it goes. My dear friends, for a Christian, for one who has come to the cross, an accounting should never be something of a big bother. Why should it be? Not at all. You know, I say to people, I'm a public person, so anybody can say whatever they please. And a lot of people around me know where I go, what I eat, what I buy. They never see me around. Very rarely do they see me in the market. Just too busy for all that. You know, I think this happened twice. The air company, the airline lost my cases. So what do? When they lose your cases, go and buy yourself the clothes you need and we'll pay for it. But what did I do? I had no time to go marketing. I had no time. I said, no, I simply have no time. Try to recover my suitcase as quickly as possible. But of course, in some cases, it turns up 2 months after. Very well. But when one becomes avaricious in this society, greedy, greed, it's plain greed. What shall I get out of this person? What shall I get? You know? That's the condition of the prodigal son, wasn't it? Give me the portion of goods that belongs to me. Give me. So, we are living in a situation today where there is so much greed around us, but if it gets a grip upon us, it's a tragedy. You see, look at this. Now, all right. Knowledge has exploded. We cannot afford to be ignorant. All right, we'll study hard. We will acquire perhaps a few degrees. But always the question is why? Why am I after this? Is it for money? Then the whole enterprise is corrupt. Why do I want to go there? Is it for money? Then You're torpedoing, you're destroying your potential. You know, folks, I see people who renounce big jobs to say, I will not take up that job with that high pay or salary because it'll take me away from God's work. I just don't want it. I would rather be where I receive spiritual food. So there we are. Render an account for our motivations. Certainly there shouldn't be a problem about that. Do you think? What was your motivation? Suppose somebody asked me, why are you working so hard? What is your motivation? Don't you think it's time for you to take some rest? What would I say? How can I look out for myself when so many souls are getting lost? How can I? How can I seek my own well-being or my comfort? You see, folks, the Lord Jesus Christ puts the kingdom first. Seek you first, my kingdom. You know, that should become just the norm in our lives. Effortlessly. You just say, hey, why am I here? To seek God's kingdom first. That's no problem. Should it be a problem to you? No, not at all. And then if somebody asks you, now you made a choice of this particular subject. And how many people are becoming, you know, they land up with a little money in their pockets and they don't know how to use that money. And oh, the sadness behind the history of families today. Let us pray. Let us tell God, oh Lord our God, we want to render an account to you whereby you can say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter now into the bounty which is prepared for you. So help us, Father, always to be ready to render an account to you. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.